Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm going to get a little morning off, so hopefully I'll get a little vitamin D and spend some time outside.
There you go. Do that. You know, last week, I think I heard in you as much frustration as I ever have in the years that you've been in the state legislature, simply because local bills were not being able to be heard and passed. Where are we a week past that now?
Well, yesterday we went in, and typically on that that what was a Wednesday, gosh, I can't keep track of my days. Mm-hmm. We should have gone in and start the local consent calendar at 10:30 is typically what we do. But there was rumor that there were some House members that were going to kill the local calendar, and the Senate members were going to kill their local calendar. So we postponed it to 2 o'clock, and we jumped into items eligible and did third reading, and it got to be 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and then we went to ease. The Senate went to ease, and then 30 House members that haven't had their top priorities set went and met with the lieutenant governor. And at 5 o'clock or so, we decided that we'd take up our local consent calendar. A few bills perished, not many, and we knocked ours out. And then they knocked theirs out and held a few more bills hostage. And we broke at 10:30, 11, and they went on to 2 a.m. and kicked those bills out last night. I think I've got my last bill, 919, out at 11:35, 11:45 out of the Senate last night. So after frustration and a few negotiations and playing chess, the ball got moving again yesterday.
What do you see as the tipping point? Because, again, nothing was getting through last week. It was a brick wall. And so what was it that caused the crack? Was this actually the lieutenant governor's call to make this happen?
You know, I don't know if we give the lieutenant governor the credit. I think you give it to the Senate and the House members. We realize that there's a bigger game going on between the big three, and it's time we started communicating and negotiating, make sure our bills get through for our local people. That's what we were sent here for, the bigger politics of the state. Yes, that's a big responsibility of ours, but we've got to make sure we get our local bills through and bring home what our constituents and our local elected officials need to be successful.
Kyle Cassell joining us from Austin. One of the bills that's been important to you, and I know you and Representative King, for very personal reasons, wanted the right to try. That's House Bill 3236. So where are we with that?
Unfortunately, I think that one's going to not be heard in the Senate now. They don't have the same rules we have. So, you know, I'm going to cross my fingers and hope a miracle happens on right to try. You know, we just need to put it in the fix. We passed it last session. This session, we tried to put in there that for the smaller pharmaceutical companies, that they could recoup costs, not profit, but just recoup some cost if they were able to provide a drug to a patient in need. And I think most everybody agreed. There may be some disagreement in the Senate. You know, they've got a few more doctors over there and the percentages. So, people worry that about the patient being taken advantage of, and I don't think that's the case, and we'll cross our fingers. We had about 4 medical liberty bills, and I think we kicked some of those out. Yesterday, when the big one that helped with the negotiation was 810 with the stem cell research. You have Representative Drew Springer, who made a personal privilege speech the other night to get us rocking and rolling again before the last day of House bills, and the Senate did the same thing yesterday. They finally kicked it out, had an emotional day. It's good to see those senators and House members come together, and they even let Representative Springer knock the gavel in the Senate to pass that bill. So a good deal. And of course, the governor's interested in that stem cell. You know, it could provide aid for him as well in his condition.
Sure, certainly. Now, we hear, though, when it comes to school finance, House Bill 21 is now been declared dead. So where are we with school finance as the days continue to wind down?
You know, and when I moved over here in January, that was the House and the public education community's number one priority. Let's get school finance done without a court case. And, you know, that was good. It got hijacked with a lot of school voucher stuff. But as we came to an agreement on the budget the other day, the money wasn't there for the vouchers and all the other programs, and it had to die. And I'm proud of Dan Huberty and the PubEd committee that stood up together and asked the Senate to fix this, and they refused to fix it. So here we go in the interim, and that other word we talk about all the time, special session. Does this get us there? What gets us there? And hopefully we can come to an agreement. I hope the governor and lieutenant governor and the speaker have a good communication over the next 48 hours.
Well, I'm not holding you to it, but I asked Representative Rainey that yesterday. He said he thought y'all could get it done without the special session. I guess what's your sense right now?
Well, you know, I'm the optimist. I think we've made the play. We voted voter ID. We looked at the property tax. We watered down, their bathroom bill, which we turned into a dignity for kids in school to be able to use those facilities to their needs. There's a lot of things that we disagree on, and we didn't get to the same point. So I think we made the votes in the House. I think the Senate had their opinion. I think it's the governor's turn to say, gentlemen, you addressed the issues. Let's see what we can do in the interim, and we'll see y'all in 86. Mm-hmm. That's my hope.
Well, even if you don't go to a special session, the postmortem on this 85th legislature is going to be pretty interesting. So what we're going to do is invite you in. We'll figure out a time here, and after y'all are finished with your session, that we can kind of do a postmortem on what we should have gotten done and what we did get done. So anyway, I hope you don't have the special session. I know you're ready to get done with.
I'm ready to get home, and I'm ready to be, heck, I'll come in next week and sit in the studio with you if you can tell me I'm going to be home all week.
Yeah, there you go. We'll work on that. Thanks for the time this morning, Kyle. I appreciate it.
Scott, have a great day. Thank
all right,
you, my friend.
See you. Bye.